Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your flight attendant speaking. We're about to take off, so please ensure your seatbelts are securely fastened and your tray tables are stowed. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like a beverage before we take off? Sure thing. I'll bring you a water. Here you go. If you need anything else, just let me know. We'll be cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet today. Ah yes, the in-flight entertainment is available. You can find the selection on the screen in front of you. Unfortunately, we don't have Wi-Fi on this aircraft as of right now. Unfortunately, our Wi-Fi system is currently undergoing maintenance and won't be available for this flight. I sincerely apologize, sir. What's that? Of course I can help you with that. Here's the pillow and blanket. Oh, I understand. Don't worry. It's completely normal to feel nervous on your first flight. If you want, I can keep you company and make sure you're comfortable throughout the journey. No, it won't be any problem. I'm here to assist you, so please don't hesitate to ask if there's anything you need. And remember, flying is statistically one of the safest modes of transportation. You're in good hands. Would you like me to explain the safety procedures again, or perhaps show you where the emergency exits are located? It might help alleviate some of your worries to know that we're prepared for any situation. All right, just take a deep breath and try to relax. We'll be taking off shortly, and once we're in the air, you'll see how smooth the flight can be. In the meantime, I'll stay right here with you. There we go. See, the takeoff wasn't so bad. Now everything will be like running down the mountain. Super easy. So, let's chat a bit now. You got any hobbies or interests? A girlfriend? I know. Very personal. And I'm just a stranger. I'm curious, though. Such a cute young man, taking his first flight all by himself. My first flight was with my parents when I was like 10. Yeah, that's why I'm not scared. I've been on a lot of planes. Oh, you like my outfit? That's cute. Thank you. It's a standard uniform, though. All of us wear it. I'm glad you like it, though. It's probably nice to have something to look at during your first flight. Are you meeting someone at your destination? Oh, traveling solo can be quite an adventure. Gives you the freedom to explore and do whatever you want. So, do you have any exciting plans for your trip? Maybe visiting some famous landmarks or trying some local cuisine? Oh well, maybe not having a plan is the best plan. You don't have to resign from anything. You just go do it. And you don't have to hurry. You just don't do it. Are you hoping to meet someone in there? You know, some young, exotic babes? It's okay. I know how a young man's brain works. It's a constant hunger for all kinds of women. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's natural. What's that? Oh, you're not into girls. Wait, you mean at all? Oh, girls as in young girls, your age. So you like older women? I see. Well, I can't say I blame you. I mean, look at me, right? What is there not to like? It's the opposite for me, on the other hand. I like young cuties. yummy cuties like, you. Relax, I'm kidding. Well, I'll say that if it makes you more comfortable. I don't know. The men my age are just not it right now for me. They want to settle down and sit down, basically. I'm more adventurous, with lots of energy, and I don't like to be bored. Exactly. This is why I picked such a job. Always can count on meeting interesting people. Especially young men who love to travel. 'Cause you know, older men barely leave their house. And when they do, they take their wives with them. I'm not saying marriage isn't great, but like, do you always have to do everything together? I don't know. Maybe that's the whole point and beauty of it. I'm not scared to admit if I just still have more growing to do, as long as I'm happy with my life. What about you? Are you happy with your life? I mean, don't you dream of anything? Maybe something specifically right now? I mean, you keep staring at my legs. Do you like them or something? I'm just teasing you. No need to get all defensive. I can't exactly blame you. They're gorgeous, in my humble opinion. And others. And by others, I mean like 90% of all men. You probably think I have a big ego now. Sure, sure. Of course you don't. Of course. So cute. You really don't want to disrespect me. Young boys is one thing, but good boys? Oh my God. Yes, please. You know, working all those hours, it gets pretty lonely sometimes. I mean, yeah, there are other girls, but we barely have anything in common. They're what, like 20? So, you understand. I mean, you know how they are. All goofy and stuff. Only TikTok and YouTube pranks. And when it comes to taste in men, it's even worse. Not that I hate them or something. I just get bored quick around them. But thankfully, I got you for rescue today. You thought I'm helping you, but you had no idea. Do you believe in fate? Because I have a feeling our paths crossing today might not be just a coincidence. There's something about your energy that is incredibly magnetic. Do you feel it too? Or am I just imagining things? No, I'm definitely not imagining anything. You know, I don't usually get this personal with passengers, despite what I said, but there's just something about you that's very intriguing. Those eyes of yours, and the way you smile so shyly. Would it be too forward if I ask for your number? I mean, just in case you need any assistance during your trip. Of course, purely professional reasons, right? Or perhaps we could grab a drink together once we land. I know this great little place not too far from the airport. It could be a fun way to continue our conversation, don't you think? You don't have to say yes right away. You can think about it. I mean, unless you aren't already thinking about something else. Maybe something that could take place right here and right now on this plane. No? Nothing comes to that innocent little mind? Nothing at all? Listen, I would like for our little chat today to turn into something more than just a friendly encounter in the sky. And I have a strong feeling that you would like that too. Wouldn't you? I know a great place on this plane where we would have more privacy, where we could get to know each other a little better. Would you like me to take you there? After all, it's a long flight. Might as well make it interesting. Follow me. Just act like you're dizzy. They'll think you're sick and that you need my help. Oldest trick in the book. Okay. We're safe here. Nobody will check on what we're doing here. Trust me, I've done this plenty of times. It is risky, but also super rewarding. Anyways, I would be taking all the blame. You've got nothing to worry about. Well, except they might kick you out of the plane. Relax, I'm kidding. Nobody does that. Maybe in the movies, not in real life. Okay, so what do you want to do now that we're all alone? I got a couple ideas. They're all naughty and bad. I know my legs wasn't the only part of my body you kept staring at. So, what are you thinking about? What kind of things do you have in mind for this beautiful older woman before you? I think I know exactly what you need from me. You may think I don't, but I do. You're not so innocent. Come on, be a good boy. If you say please, we can make some things happen. Right now. Good boy. You're in for a ride, baby. Oops, I mean, flight. Sit down. What happens next will be remembered by you for the rest of your life. And that's not an exaggeration. I promise you that. Lean back and relax for me. Allow me to take you to your first destination. I'm pretty sure these tits is what you were looking for, right? They're perfect and natural. But it's not the only thing. I also know that this ass is a work of art. You don't get a body like this without going to the gym, though. So before you ask, yes, indeed, I do go quite often. And what's that? Somebody is getting hard down there. Are you getting hard for your flight attendant, boy? So naughty. I'm gonna give you something special. Pull your dick out for me. Just do it. Trust me, you don't need to be shy. You don't want a pussy out of this. You will never forgive yourself afterwards. There you go. Good boy. That looks yummy. Now, have you ever heard of an ass job? No? That's fine. I'll show you. Ah. Right there. Oh, how's that? Your cock sliding between my ass cheeks. My crack stroking you up and down. Feels better than your hand, doesn't it? You like the way I move it? Like a pro lap dance with some extra steps, huh? Don't be shy to touch me, by the way. Touch me anywhere you want. And that's not all I prepared for you today. This is just a little warm-up. The real fun starts right here, between my big, natural tits. And me on my knees. Oh yeah, your cock feels so good between my boobies. You wanna fuck those boobies, don't you? Yeah, fuck those mommy boobies. Fuck mommy's big fucking boobies. Good boy. You enjoy when your MILF mommy milks you, don't you? This sexy fucking flight attendant mommy that you just met. Yeah, all that rude teasing back there. I bet you just want to come all over those titties, don't you? You want to come all over those perfect mommy tits so bad. And then watch me put my outfit back on and go back to everyone. Nobody suspecting anything. Yeah, such a naughty young boy you are. Such a naughty young man. Oh yeah, I feel it, baby. Come for me. Come for mommy. Come for these fucking MILF tits. Paint 'em white. Give it to your sexy flight attendant. Come on. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. All of it. All over me. Yeah. Fuck. Just keep coming, baby. Let it all out. All that stress. Let me take it away. Such a good boy. You did so good. Look at that. I'm covered. You made my tits all nice and sticky. Now I have to make a lotion out of it and just rub it in. I bet it makes you hard all over again, watching me do that, huh? Well, I'll give you that number. You can call me anytime. For this, or that, and other things. We have to get out of here now, though. We can't be here for as long as I'd want to. It would raise suspicion. Come, come. I'll take you back to your seat.